jump in so we can get started today with The Secret of Self-Acceptance with Darius and Matt Kahn. All right, with much love, let's welcome our guest, Matt Kahn. Matt, welcome back to You Up, my friend.
Well, thanks for having me. It's always an honor to be here with you.
Well, thank you. I wanted to get started, and for the people that are new who aren't aware of maybe your path and how you came to where you are today, can you share a little bit about your story and how you came to uncover and share these teachings with the world?
Yes, as a child, I grew up as an empath. And like many of us that are drawn to these types of spiritual teachings, we are empathic beings. We are beings that feel what is going on in the lives and energy fields of others. And as a child, I confused what I was feeling inside other people's bodies as what they thought of me. And so oftentimes as a kid, I would spend time trying to cheer people up because I thought what I feel in their body must be their opinion of me. So I was always trying to cheer people up, thinking that once they felt better in their bodies, I would be accepted and liked. And so what I didn't realize is that I was tuning into their experience, and then I was imagining it to be what they thought of me. And so it was I was very empathically attuned. I was very attuned in my abilities, but they hadn't, of course, been honed and refined to allow me the insight and the wisdom that helps me understand what I now know. And so being a very empathic child was very confusing, very intense, very tumultuous, because I didn't know how to sort out other people's experiences from mine, and of course would make whatever their experience was somehow about me. And so I had a really interesting experience growing up where, you know, I had all these intuitive gifts. I had a countless number of mystical experiences, life-changing awakenings, you know, from an early age of 6 onward throughout my life. But what's really interesting about my journey is here I'm someone who was, you know, brought to this planet with very pronounced intuitive abilities. Here I am as someone who has had countless awakenings and transformations and existential revelations throughout my life from a very early age. And yet what I still couldn't reconcile was, even with all of that, even with all of these experiences, and even when my normal everyday life seemed totally different from what everyone in the world thought was real or existing, even when, you know, I was having these deep spiritual experiences, what I did not have was ultimately what I didn't know I was looking for. Now, in the beginning, I thought I was looking for approval. I thought I was looking for love, and while these things are true, what I really didn't know that I was looking for, that I ultimately found, was confidence. And it was the confidence to actually step forward and fully be myself, and to be myself in a way that serves the world, whereas instead of waiting for the world around me to feel better so I could finally be myself, I learned that I had to discover the confidence to fully be myself and step forward into this world, so that as I step forward, I would be giving access to other people to fully free them as well. And so throughout my journey, of all the things that have happened, I can tell you, you know, of all the experiences of liberation that I've experienced, of all of the, you know, life-changing, earth-shattering awakenings, after all the things that have happened, I can tell you that the Holy Grail that we're all looking for, that might seem to be this thing called self-acceptance, is the willingness to fully be confident about who we are, to come out of hiding as empathic beings who, through our spiritual journey, become fully embodied masters, so to give the world access to its own mastery by us stepping forward and shining as we've never shined before.
That's beautiful. And I know so many people are resonating with that message as they plug in. And, you know, Matt, people come here, it seems, for so many different reasons. And I was listening to something you were sharing in a video, that behind some of our spiritual seeking, there is maybe one or two, or maybe just one common thread behind that. What is the connection between spirituality and seeming safety that so many people might be looking for, and how do we attain both this enlightenment and safety? Or can we?
Well, what's interesting, of course, and okay. what's interesting is that all of the spiritual goals we have come from an understanding, or let's say a misunderstanding, that says once I attain all of these spiritual goals, then I'm finally going to be safe. The truth of the matter is, and with the new teachings that are coming through as Earth, you know, evolves into a fifth dimensional alignment, is that actually once you find safety first, then all of the spiritual goals begin to activate within you. So we've kind of gone about the journey in a very innocently beautiful way, but we've gone about it backwards. We've been trying to balance the chakras. We've been trying to activate the kundalini. We've been trying to wake up to our true nature. We've trying to attain realization, heal the body. We've been trying to manifest abundance. We've done all of that stuff, trying to do it first, thinking once I have that, then I'll be safe. Now what we're learning is that once I go to safety directly, all of these things activate, heal, transform, and come to you automatically. So if we learn to seek safety first and not make safety a promise of what we're going to have once we find other things, that's when all of the things that know how to activate, heal, and transform on their own come alive in your reality so that we don't have to, you know, be under the impression that, you know, we're all these misguided or broken spiritual seekers. I can't rip open my chakras. I can't do this right. Mm-hmm. We can't do it right because we're not going about it with the right approach. If we put everything aside and go towards finding safety right here, right now within ourselves, once we find the safety, that literally is like a cue sent to the universe that you are grounded and rooted and ready for all of these other things to happen on your behalf instead of happening as an end result of so much hard work and effort. And so it's just about taking our beautiful intention but going about life in a different way.
So it sounds as if we've made safety the end result of attaining certain things. If we get more money, then we'll be safe, which is not true. If we get our life in order and stable, then we'll be safe, but that's not true. And the question I think that a lot of people then ask is, well, and I'll echo the sentiment of Rita in Switzerland, Zurich. She says, Matt, what do I do? How do I be safe when the outside life I have has fallen apart? I have no home. I have plans to move abroad in the coming months, but I'm not sure how that will come together. And there's a lot of uncertainty right now in Rita's life as an example. How does she move to a place of safety when those outer conditions are so much in the air right now?
Well, I would say the way Rita and anyone else would move to safety is that what creates a lack of safety is relying on anything to be your symbol of safety. And when you do not rely on anything to provide your safety, there begins to be a recognition, a very visceral existential realization, a recognition within yourself that the moment you do not rely on anything to provide you safety, that absolutely nothing can be relied upon to ensure your safety, then safety is finally coming from within the core of your being. Because if safety is relying on anything, life rocks the foundation of it just to get you to let go of your attachment of what you think defines your safety. So the fact that for Rita there is absolutely no safety means her field is wide open. There is so much possibility for transformation and for so much goodness to come to her, but she's looking for the next piece of safety to rely on, which is actually the only cause for her to feel unsafe. Meaning, just as equally as she could feel totally panicked about the fact that she has no home and she's moving abroad and all these kinds of things, she could equally, and just like anyone else, you could equally be excited about that and say, well, look at the possibilities, look at the new beginnings that are happening for me. But the difference between being excited about new possibilities and being uncertain about the future is if anything is being used to rely upon your safety. When you rely upon nothing to provide you a confirmation of safety, then there is a deeper safety within you that does not necessarily remain dependent on anything staying the same. So if we just stop needing anything to define our safety, that's when we finally find it within ourselves. And then when that shift happens, all of a sudden, an uncertain future becomes a new frontier of endless potential.
Yeah. So sourcing it is so key. Where do we source our safety from? If it's anything in the outside world, that's going to change so many times in our lifetime. You know, our heads will spin. But if we source,
I'll even say this just to make this call more dramatic. First step, right? We just talked about don't rely on anything outside of you to ensure your safety. Now, what if in another radical step I even said, and don't even rely on anything within you to ensure your safety? Because then what happens is we're looking within, and we're looking for something within us to stay the same, and then we're doing the same thing from a different perspective. So what if the radical invitation is, I don't rely on anything outside or within me to define or symbolize my safety. And when absolutely nothing in my experience could define my safety, then from that perspective, nothing could ever make me feel unsafe and can only bring more excitement and possibilities to me.
Wow, that's amazing. And it sort of feels right, like it feels like a place of freeness, but also a place of possibility and excitement. And let's go into maybe how does this tie into love? Because one of the big pieces of your teaching is the I love yous. And as we talk about safety and acceptance, are we also connecting to this energy of self-love in some way as well?
I would say so. I would say that when we are lost in an ego, we are thinking that we are trying to stay safe from adversity. And when we, as we wake up, we realize that the only thing that is causing the irreversible change, the only thing that is seemingly turning everything in our life upside down, is the love that we don't know we're hiding from. So it's almost as if love is trying to dissolve all of our shields, dissolve all of our barriers, so that we can finally come out of hiding as the love that we are. And what happens is that we define our safety by sameness. We define our safety by things being consistent. And so when anything starts to get uprooted in our lives, instead of seeing it as the excitement of the universe bringing us to a new paradigm of reality, we start to see it as this is something I need to hide from, not realizing that what's turning our life upside down is the very love that we're seeking while hiding from it. So if we realize the only thing that is turning everything upside down in our lives is the love, and to hide from it while looking for it is exactly why it feels absent from our heart. That when we rely on nothing to define our safety, and we simply abide in the, in the relentlessly unreasonable faith that says, I only know that this is for my greater good, this is going to make me better than I've ever been before, this could only be a catalyst of the universe to uplevel me to a higher vibration of consciousness, and I rely on absolutely nothing in my life to confirm that as truth, because I know it beyond needing proof. And once you don't need proof to verify what you know, then all of a sudden love is not something we seek. Love is something that we are, and it guides us through every breakdown and breakthrough to become more radiant and more miraculous than we can ever imagine being.
It's almost like we're vibrating with God, or we are that moment God. We are connecting to the God source, because there's nothing else we need in our external, internal world to tell us we're okay or that we are connected. We are just plugging straight in. We are it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then from there, that's when, from that relentlessly unreasonable faith, that's when everything becomes exciting. Even to the point where I remember once, many years ago in my life, a lot of change was happening, and And okay. Someone said, how are you dealing with that? And I said, I'm very excited. And they said, what are you excited about? And I said, well, I don't know. I haven't really thought about what I'm excited about. I just know that my life is worthy of being excited about. I don't know what's going to be revealed. I haven't sold myself on, here's what I hope it will be, and if it's not this, I can't be excited. I'm just excited, and life will bring me things to be excited about. And so even back then, there was this relentlessly unreasonable level of faith that says, I actually am not looking for the proof of why I should have faith. Because in my reality, in my experience, looking for proof as to why I should have faith is the opposite of what faith is. Mm-hmm. Faith is saying, if I'm looking for evidence and proof, I don't have faith. I'm trying to reason it out. I'm trying to believe something. Faith is something much deeper. Faith is the most exciting leap of consciousness that says, here's what is so, and I don't even need a single morsel of proof to know what I know beyond all knowing. And when we simply cultivate the confidence to declare that, even just to declare it to ourselves, here's what I know, and I no longer need proof to know that I know it, something deep shifts within our consciousness, and we go from being apprehensive about the future to being excited about the adventures we're already on.
Does some of this, as people are writing in, some people are saying, this sounds terrifying, or I can't feel that right now. I have never experienced that. It almost, to me, is at some level about a connection and about really being very present and not moved by external checkpoints in your reality to let you know everything's okay, or internal checkpoints. Oh, I feel happy, therefore the universe is on my side and things are going well. It's something way beyond all of that. How do we begin to move into that if people right now are still thinking, okay, I need the external, I need the internal checkpoints to be in that state?
Well, I would say that the big misconception, let's put everyone at ease. The basic premise is people go, oh my God, I don't think I'm having the experience Matt's talking about because I can't feel what he's talking about. And so what if I clarified the confusion by saying that's because what I'm speaking of is not actually a feeling. We use something called feeling as a way to define whether there is the presence or absence of significance or experience in our life. But if what I'm speaking of is fully present and isn't actually detectable by a feeling, then you can rest in the ease that says, oh, I can actually accept it's always present, and even if I can't feel it, I don't have to use feelings to measure whether it's present or absent because it's not actually detectable by feeling. Therefore, it's more about the leap into faith versus using feeling to constantly remind and reinforce whether it's absent or present. Because again, to get out of the loop, the compulsive mental loop of I use my feelings and my awareness to, in every second of the day, to determine whether my spiritual state is either present or absent. That's basically what goes on in the consciousness of a lot of people, right? Happiness is either present or absent. Love is either present or absent. Fulfillment, connection, oneness is either present or absent. And yet, what we're actually looking for, which is the confidence to be ourself, which is the faith to open up to a knowing beyond all depth of knowing, is not either present or absent by feeling. It's actually beyond feeling, so we don't necessarily need to use feelings to determine whether it's here or not here. And that literally takes all the pressure off of our shoulders to just say, I can accept that the deepest spiritual reality is already fully alive within me. And it is so free and liberated that it's not detectable by any feeling, by any sense of recognition. It is simply present whether I think I'm aware of it or not. It is just an acceptance that goes beyond the detection of emotions. And so when we start to play in this new playground, which doesn't need us to constantly determine whether it's here or not here, is
right.
it missing, is it found? If I find it, I got to defend it. If I think it's missing, I got to go seek it. All of that ends when you go, it's already here. No feeling can detect it because it doesn't exist in that realm.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, we have been given permission to rest. We're not resting as seekers. We're not resting as defenders. We're not resting as cultivators. We are resting as that in which we will find no proof of its immaculate glory. And yet it is the only truth existing and decorating itself as all these beautiful beings that we are.
Wow. Very profound. I compare this to this feeling of knowing that my heart is beating, even though sometimes I can feel it beating in my chest, sometimes I can't feel it beating, but I know it's there because I am here. So if all of you are here and you're listening and you're in this third dimensional plane, you are divine and it is a part of you. It can't be separate from you. And I think that's a very peaceful and safe place to move our journey from. It's absolutely beautiful, Matt. Thank you.
Welcome. It's one of the things where we find safety. The easy, if I can just make this point, I'm just feeling I want to come through, is that the way we find safety is by being liberated from our spiritual pursuits, not what we find on the end result or on the other side of what we're pursuing. So what I'm saying for some people may sound, for some people it's going to be deeply relieving, and for some this might be like a new territory. It's because I'm not trying to deliver someone to the other side of their spiritual aspirations, because there is actually no reality to completing your spiritual aspirations. It's spiritual aspirations are an endless loop until someone in my position liberates you out of that loop. And once you're liberated out of that loop by realizing that what you're looking for isn't detectable by any feeling whatsoever, then the rest and the relief of safety can be felt in the absence of what you've been pursuing, promising and hoping that once you find it, safety will return. But again, safety is only found once you're taken out of the loop of aspiration,
right.
not when you fulfill whatever you're aspiring to seek.
Yeah. It's almost as if I'm thinking of in a relationship, if we're always wondering whether that person really loves us, then we never really feel safe to love ourselves. And so we're, you know, to love them thoroughly, because we're always wondering, well, am I giving too much? Am I doing too much? It's almost the same thing. If we're wondering, are we really feeling spirituality, are really feeling connection to the divine, then we actually close off the feeling by constantly asking and seeking. I want to share with a few of the people are saying, Matt is answering my questions shortly after I submit them. I'm sure he hasn't actually seen them. He just knows. This is so cool, says Aaron in Clarksville. Marcy says, it feels like the point of stillness. All that is. Thanks again, Matt. I want to ask one more question. I think we'll open up some great topics for the audience as we do the Q&A, and this question is, how can we live in peace with so many things going on in the world? And how can we stay in peace when the external world is in so much of a flux, especially, it seems, these days on the planet?
Absolutely. It's a great question. How do we live in peace or stay in peace? Well, peace is not actually something we get disrupted out of, but we think we can. And again, the question is, why do we think we can get disrupted out of peace? Because the way we have commonly defined peace is we've defined it as an emotional state detectable by the awareness of your feelings that either tells us it's present or absent. So true peace, isn't just like liberation and safety, is not detectable by feelings or emotions. So what we're actually feeling is the infinite spectrum of peace's journey that includes the chaos that disrupts you out of the normalcy of your old paradigm, only to provide you a journey of excitement into a much bigger paradigm, and that every emotion is actually within the infinite spectrum of peace. So when you accept that peace is not an emotional state, it's not detectable by your feelings, it's not something that you can keep track of, that all of life is the infinite spectrum of peace, and that every emotion is a unique manifestation of peace, then all of a sudden, peace is not necessarily what you're feeling or not feeling. Peace is actually what's witnessing all of the infinite variations in which the journey of peace unfolds. So peace is actually what's on the journey. Peace is actually what's dressed up as the person. And peace is what's being dismantled and resurrected throughout the trials and tribulations of each moment and breath and outcome. So when we shift our attention, our allegiance, our awareness from, instead of I am a character who's looking for an object called peace that I determine is either present or absent by the awareness of my emotions. Instead of that, we go, oh, I am not the character looking for the object of peace. I am the peace dressed up as a character who's going through an infinite spectrum of transformation where every feeling, every high and low, from the greatest emotion to the ones that I despise the most, are actually all infinite expressions and variations of peace. And so when we stop saying that what we're experiencing, seeing, or feeling is other than peace,
right,
then we have no other alternative but to rest and be rooted in the peace that is not what we're going to find, but it's actually what's on this journey, just experiencing its own infinite growth and never-ending potential. So peace is what we are, not what we find. And one of the most functional, easy ways that we can bring peace into our everyday lives, into our personal relationships, into our workplace, something that I discovered that I thought was, you know, what I thought was revolutionary, is that the way egos try to be at peace is by finding something to agree on.
Right.
When we accept that we don't have to agree on anything because we're actually all in our own timelines, we're actually all viewing a different world, even though it looks like we're all in a common space, interacting in the same world, we're actually all in our own unique world. So all of us are totally correct from the timeline we're on, and everyone gets to be totally correct, and no one is essentially wrong, and I don't need someone else to be wrong for me to be right, because we're all just trading back and forth our insights and our perspectives from the timelines we're on, but we're all on different timelines. So in a relationship of peace, both people get to be heard equally, and we get to marvel at how uniquely we each see things, and we don't have to find a common ground that says, let's figure out what's similar about both of our perspectives. We don't need to do that. In fact, we never have to agree on anything because it's our differences, it's our uniqueness that brings us together even while the essence of our being is one and the same. So we came here to dance in uniqueness. We came here to be different. We came here to all be equal and unique shades of special. And we can't really be who we are if we're trying to find things to agree on, because at a certain point of realization, agreeing on something doesn't provide us anything. It's actually finding something to agree on is actually two beings trying to be spiritually obedient, and it's one of the most disempowering things in the world, meaning anyone can say anything, and I'm going to agree with them, meaning that's their experience, and I appreciate it, and I understand that's their experience, and then this is my experience, and it's not trumping theirs, it's not wrong, you know, nothing's really wrong. Everyone has the right to be correct in their own perception, and even when we're seeing things totally incorrectly, even when, you know, or we see things one way, and then 10 minutes later we see it a different way. It wasn't wrong that we saw it the way we saw it before. That was totally right, and then something else became more right. So I think what's really essential in peace and finding safety and confidence and self-acceptance is accept that the way you see life right now is exactly the way you're designed to see life for what you're learning and how you're growing. And when it causes you to see something even different down the line, that's the payoff of seeing it the way you've been seeing it. That everything right now is totally correct. It will be more correct later and even more correct later, but that doesn't mean that anything is wrong. This is just the supreme intelligence of our own never-ending journey, and that other people are on their journey, they're going to see you not as you see yourself, but as a manifestation of their own journey, a reflection of the things that they're working on, and that we don't actually have to find anything to agree on. We can just share in the harvest of our own radiance and innocence and uniqueness of being. And that's what makes this universe overwhelmingly abundant at its core.
Simply astounding. The vibration is so powerful to me. It's really about acceptance. It's a different level of okayness, of love, of non-judgment, of non-seeking, of non-stretching, of non-yearning and hoping and wanting. And people are saying a lot of interesting things I want to share. One person, Doe, said, "The deepest spiritual reality exists within me, quote unquote. This brought me to tears, and I have a knowing now that it is true. I feel free. I am in free creation mode." Janet said, "This is so fantastic. Huge." Another person said, "Thank you for the insights. My legs, my back, the energy just keeps buzzing. Matt, you are a blessing." I want to know what some of these truths are doing and what you're feeling, and keep sharing as we go forward. I want to take a few people's questions. So, Matt, any instructions or anything that you need to let people know before I call on some folks here and have them share what's going on with them?
I would just say whatever you are called to ask, I will honor and serve, and everything I am guided to say is, of course, intuitively guided.
Yeah.
And I would just say the only thing that I would say is never feel bad or qualify what you're going to say or ask. Meaning, sometimes I have that experience with people where they ask and they kind of try to qualify it, like as if wanting to make sure that just in case they're totally off base, and the teacher says, here's what's more correct. They're almost setting themselves up for that correction. And what I would love from everyone, I mean, as a gift that we can give to ourselves, is do not qualify anything you're going to say or ask. Just bring it forth from the deepest place of heart-centered confidence that says, there's a reason why I'm wondering this. There's a reason why I'm asking this. And it is the will of God that I speak the words that I speak, and I will in turn serve that will of God within you by responding in the most loving, transcendent, and miraculous way. But let us not qualify what is simply the word of God speaking as you.
Right. I love that, and I love it. All right, let's take the first caller we've got. Looks like Pamela, and her last name is K-Y-N-E. She's calling from a 949 area code. Pamela, one question you have for Matt Kahn today is, are you there?
Oh, thank you so much. Hi, Matt.
Thank you.
Oh, this is such a blessing. Oh, Matt, I've been listening to you. Oh, you are, wow, I am just, thank you. Thank you from my heart and soul for being on this planet and taking us to through this first ascension in love, and I love you, and I listen to you. I'm Julie on my tape. I love you, and my inner child. Anyway, my question is, I've come to the acceptance, and I love the safety video and the ego video, that I have not had self-love or self-worthiness in my life, and I find myself to be a victim. I mean, I can't get out of this toxic relationship. I've imprinted this victim on my daughter who's cutting herself. I don't have a stable job or the job I'm in is commission and I just can't get myself to do anything, or I have another job, but it's all of those things. And I have whole health my inner child. I've done beta healing. I've done, you name it, every modality out there. And I love myself, and I am thankful and alive through every breath, and all is well. And I do just, do I have karmic loop I need to cleanse, or souls that I need to, my soul connections, or other vows?
Oh, no.
And how can I take this little child who cuts herself and is such in pain, even because she doesn't love herself, and I'm afraid I taught her that, and how do I say no to this man that I know I'm not supposed to be with, and yet I did a glamour shot yesterday, and I looked at the pictures, and I'm beautiful, but I didn't even think I was very pretty.
Wow. These are all things that, wow, echo a lot of sentiment here. Wow.
So try this out loud with me. Just try this out loud, and again, I'm gonna just for everyone on the call, through you, I'm going to bring forth a different energy, and I want you just to kind of touch into this energy. And I'll have you repeat it out loud so you can feel into it. So try this out loud. I accept. You ready? I accept.
I accept.
That while my highest knowing.
That while my highest knowing.
Recognizes I'm not meant to be in this abusive relationship.
Recognizes that I'm not supposed to be in this abusive relationship.
That I'm meant to have a better job than just commission-based.
That I'm meant to have a better job than just commission-based.
And I'm meant to be a source of inspiration for my child.
And I'm supposed to be a source of inspiration for my child.
The deepest level of acceptance.
The deepest level of acceptance.
Is admitting.
Is admitting.
That while I know what I'm going to do.
Well, I know what I'm going to do.
I don't know how to do what I'm going to do.
I don't know how to do what I'm going to do.
So instead of putting pressure on myself.
Instead of putting pressure on myself.
Trying to control my reality and behavior.
Trying to control my reality and behavior.
Or thinking there must be something else to heal in order for my life to change to my liking.
In order for something else to heal, in order for my life to be like my liking.
What if I just accepted?
What if I just accepted?
I'm aware my life is going to be different very soon.
I'm aware that my life is going to be different very soon.
I would enjoy my life to be different very soon.
I would enjoy my life to be different very soon.
I invite my life to be different as soon as possible.
I invite my life to be different as soon as possible.
But because I don't seem motivated to make those changes.
Because I don't seem motivated to make those changes.
It must not be the exact moment I'm meant to change.
It must not be the exact moment I'm meant to change.
So instead, I'm just going to call forth my highest wisdom.
So instead, I'm just going to call forth my highest wisdom.
And invite the universe to work through me.
And invite the universe to work through me.
To change everything on my behalf.
To change everything on my behalf.
And do it for me.
And do it for me.
Since my way doesn't seem to work.
My way doesn't seem to work.
How does that feel when you say that?
Safe.
Right.
Wow. Wow.
I've been trying to change patterns at a cellular quantum level, quantum jumping.
Yeah, but, and you're just going to manifest more things to clear because it's a loop. It's an endless, endless loop. Instead of saying, here are all the things I know that's going to be different. Here are the changes and choices in a perfect world I'd be aware of.
Uh-huh.
Some spiritual path would go, here are all the things I'm meant to change. And I go, I'm going to now make these changes and declare and be a perfect spiritual student and get all my gold stars. That's not how this goes down. The way it goes down is, I know what I'm supposed to do. I know what my highest possibility is. And they're all the things that I can't seem to get myself to do. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call in the universe, say, hey, universe, you bring me all these great possibilities. Why don't you do it for me? Because I obviously don't know what the hell's going on.
Wow. Wow. I'm gonna let Pamela be in that space. And I want to move to another caller. You know, I love this because at some level it invokes the way Source works, which is that many times we don't have the answer. Many times Source has us in this situation so it can change something else, and we can be okay with not necessarily having control over every single thing. And maybe Pamela is here to change some other people as well through how she's being right now, and that is changing that person in that relationship or that daughter, or giving them a lesson or giving them some wisdom, or a coworker, and she can be safe and be in peace and allow that to work through her. I'm going to take another caller, and I want to hear what happened to some of you that might be dealing with some things similar to that. This is, to me, so incredibly refreshing. We're going to go with Jennifer Barnes. I am so excited to see what comes next. She's at a 210 area code. Jennifer, B-A-R-N. I'm sorry. Jennifer, are you there?
I am here. Hi, Darius. Hi, Matt.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I am sitting here, like, totally blissed out. So thank you so much.
Yeah, me too.
It is awesome. And here's the thing is that, like, I've been in this state for, like, a week because I've been doing the work, Matt, as far as, like, my inner child and realizing, like, you know, how hurt she was and doing the I love yous and mirror work and stuff like that. And it has really changed my entire state to where I finally feel that safety that you're talking about. And I go through every day, like, oh my God, what adventure is going to come today? You know, like, super excited. And, but my thing is still trying to gain clarity. And I had spoke to you before because, my career path was, you know, based on trying to become a personal trainer and a yoga instructor. And then I kind of lost interest. And I, you know, I have my clients and it's kind of like, well, that's kind of what I want to do. But now it's kind of changing and I got lost kind of in a void of not really knowing. And so I'm still trying to gain clarity on what steps to take because I really feel like I'm here to do something, you know, and I've got these gifts and it's about trying to gain clarity on what that is. That seems to be the challenge for me right now.
Well, I got an insight coming for you. So what I get is that the reason why you're unclear is because you're confused about two different things, meaning you on a soul level are trying to find what you're here to do as a life purpose. What your ego's interpreting that is to find something that will feed you. But see, you're going through an awakening of consciousness where you're actually no longer fed by the things that used to feed you, and you're no longer perceiving things as if they do or don't feed you. Because when you're in an ego, life is very cut and dry. Things either feed me or they don't. If they don't feed me, then it's an enemy or a distraction or a barrier, and if it feeds me, it's a friend or a lover.
Right.
Very easy in ego. I mean, there's no happiness in ego, but it's easy to understand, right? If things feed me, I like it, and if things don't feed me, I don't like it. That's
right.
That becomes a very cut and dry reality. When you wake up, all of a sudden, the old things don't feed you, and you start pondering things like life purpose because you're looking for different things to feed you and replace what doesn't feed you anymore. So what if I said to you this, and I'll actually have you say it out loud just to see how it feels in your body. Try this out loud. My life purpose.
My life purpose
is to not be fed by the things I'm doing.
Is to not be fed by the things I'm doing.
And when I'm pondering what I should do and looking for direction.
And when I'm pondering what I should do and looking for direction.
Looking for something to feed me.
Looking for something to feed me.
And the problem with looking for something to feed me.
And the problem with looking for something to feed me.
Is that on the deepest level of consciousness.
Is that on the deepest level of consciousness.
I'm not actually hungry.
I'm not actually hungry.
I'm curious for experiences, but I don't need to be fed by them.
I'm curious for experiences, but I don't need to be fed by them.
When I accept, I don't need to be fed by my experiences.
When I accept, I don't need to be fed by my experiences.
My life purpose is more so.
My life purpose is more so.
State of consciousness I do things from.
A state of consciousness I do things from.
Not the things I choose to do.
Not the things I choose to do.
And even while I figure out what I'm going to do.
And even while I figure out what I'm going to do.
I can abide in safety.
I can abide in safety.
By making it totally okay.
By making it totally okay.
To be unclear.
To be unclear.
Unsure and stuck.
Unsure and stuck.
What if I just stayed exactly where I am?
What if I just stayed exactly where I am?
And manifested my life purpose.
And manifested my life purpose.
To be as unclear, unsure, and stuck as I am.
To be as unclear, unsure, and stuck as I am.
But with excitement and enthusiasm.
But with excitement and enthusiasm.
And declare yes.
And declare yes.
I am unsure, unclear, and stuck.
I am unsure, unclear, and stuck.
And I'm very good at it.
And I am very good at it.
So what does that feel like?
I am so sweaty right now.
See, because what we're unraveling are these judgments, these subconscious judgments about, I need to be clear about what my purpose is, which is finding something to be fed by. Like, again, I can be in a space of serving you and everyone on the call and in so many ways around the world through this transmission of energy because inherently nothing I do is feeding me. That's how I become the space that transmits versus just, you know, persuades. You know, like there's people who use words to persuade and there are people that use words to transmit. When you're a space that transmits, it's because nothing's feeding you. And it's not like I'm aware that I'm not being fed. It's just being fed doesn't even make sense to me anymore. Like it's something I forget about. It doesn't enter my reality. And for you, when you're no longer needing to be fed by things, that will be the moment you start to actually make a decision. Because right now you're not making decisions because you're making decisions based on does or doesn't it feed me. When the question of being fed is off the table, that's when freedom starts making choices and that's when everything will open up for you.
That makes sense.
Wow.
Right. So take the idea of being fed. Like if someone called you, you know, hey, do you want to go to dinner? And you thought, if I did or I didn't go, it wouldn't feed me any more or less. Then you're actually going to make a decision of if I want to go. It's not this promise you're telling yourself. And so what I want you to do is take all the promises that you have tried to promise yourself a career or a life purpose is going to give you. Mm-hmm. I want you to take all those promises off the table. And then from that space, with no promise or guarantee, with nothing to feed you, then you're going to start figuring out what on a very deep level, not what you're meant to do, because what you're meant to do is to make a choice, and to make a choice from your heart's deepest desire, but there can't be a promise in order for that desire to be known.
I hear that, and I feel that, and it's like my mind is still trying to wrap itself around that.
Right, that's why I said before rest in stuckness. Just be stuck,
right.
Be unclear, with absolute enthusiasm, because what you're going to do is you're going to unravel that overactive mind. So you have to ground your field and relax your mind in order for that desire to be known. So your mind's trying to figure it out, which is totally fine, and it's not like trying to tell your mind not to do that. It's more of you just need to actually spend more time, and again, you're not going to be here forever, but just spend like the next week or two just being exactly where you are, just, hey, here I am. This is what it's like to be stuck. What if I unpacked my bags and just stayed for a little bit and just stayed in stuckness, not moving towards anything that isn't stuckness, but just staying right there with relaxation, confidence, and enthusiasm. And what you're going to discover is that destiny is going to come looking for you, which is an easier thing to find than you going looking for it. So just stay where you're at and let it all come to you, because there's really nothing for you to figure out, and everything your mind's trying to figure out, it's just imagining. So it's not going to help.
This is so true. We're going to move into the group process here, and it'll be probably a few minutes, but this is so true in my life, because I tried with my mind to figure out the next step and the things I was going to do, and what I ended up doing, as a way of love to the world, is something that came out of nowhere. And I would spend hours trying to have these journals and write down these plans and do all of these things. And ultimately, I think everybody here can breathe a sigh of relief of just be where you are and let all that energy of resistance to what you are go, and just be there and let the universe begin to open some doors and see what unfolds. Matt, maybe we can continue this or move in whichever direction you want to go with a nice group process here.
Absolutely. I can do a group process. That'd be fine.
Okay.
So as everyone's hearing this, again, already receiving the transmission of energy that's coming through, whether we understand or don't, it's already doing the magic it does. It's already being absorbed. It's already clearing, healing, and awakening all that's here to be cleared, healed, and awakened. And as I say these words, you can either repeat them after I say them or just let my voice speak for yours. Whatever feels appropriate for you right now. So just consider or repeat these words and just see how it feels to you. It is totally okay to be stuck. I'll even take it up a notch. How about saying this? It is essential to experience stuckness. It is essential to experience sadness. It is essential to experience a profound lack of clarity. It is essential to experience confusion. It is essential to experience a lack of control. It is essential to experience boredom. It is essential to experience isolation. It is essential to experience dissatisfaction. And the only time it's essential is whenever I am experiencing it. And this tells me that every single thing I feel and think and do is an essential, immovable piece in the puzzle of my journey that does not require me to try to move it into a different position. For it is simply in the survival of every breath and moment that I enter the next moment more conscious and expanded than I ever was before. And instead of trying to maneuver all the pieces of my puzzle around, perhaps I can just welcome whatever is here to be welcomed with the faith of knowing this is an essential part of my journey that only feels crushing, that only feels devastating when I think it's not where I am supposed to be. Whenever it's where I shouldn't be, I am forgetting the universal plan. I am forgetting the truth of divine will. And I am pretending to be a person lost in a universe, only to soon remember that I am a universe playing as a person. Therefore, I accept that everything is essential to my highest destiny, but only the moment I'm experiencing it. And if I just bring renewed excitement, enthusiasm, and faith to whatever layer of imperfection seems to be present, my ability to celebrate what I cannot control will manifest the very change that I can't bring forth through my own volition. Therefore, I use my choices to celebrate whatever arises. And no matter how uncomfortable or inconvenient it seems, I can just rest in knowing that everything is a moment of preparation, helping me to evolve into a higher level of consciousness. At the rate at which I welcome everything as an enthusiastic celebration, instead of always trying to find a way to make things different than how they are. Life is not about me getting my way. Life is about forgetting the way I need it to be, and to celebrate everything as a gift of experience, only meant to bring forth the eternal light I am. And with that, I'm totally free. Just feel that. Again, what you may be feeling is, it's not that your experiences are wrong. It's the lack of celebration in your experiences that makes it hurt as deeply as it does. So if we want to be safe as a catalyst to unearth your deepest discoveries, your highest potential, don't try to stop or change the things that seem to be hurting. Instead, make an easier decision and start celebrating the things that you have failed to celebrate. And maybe by celebrating the things that you've never taught are worthy of being celebrated, maybe that small little change is what makes the things that sting stop hurting so deeply. Because when we're hurting, we're not celebrating. And when we're celebrating, we stop hurting. Consider that.
Just allow everybody to
and I say these words to all of you, I say all these words as someone who in the privacy of my own journey has celebrated every single thing, including excruciating pain. And that in moments of excruciating pain, I couldn't change the experience, I couldn't look at it from a different point of view. It all went out the door. Instead, I just celebrated how much pain I was in. I just celebrated and honored how how powerful pain is. And something much deeper woke up, and all of a sudden, I forgot what pain was. And I say this to you to free you of those judgments. Because the pain isn't caused by the circumstances. It's caused by what you decide isn't worthy of being celebrated. And when everything is worthy of being celebrated, including something as uncompromising as pain, something deep within you will shift, and you will begin to taste the truth from which I speak. And that's the gift I share with you each and every time we come together, but always going deeper and deeper each time.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. We'll just let people stay in whatever energies come up for them and whatever place they're in. And there are so many people sharing beautiful things and tinglings and laughing and happiness and peace and so much of this coming in from people, as I remember their names, that were worried and having a lot of anxiety and fear that everything wasn't okay, are now realizing it is okay. And they're celebrating what is. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. When these
transmissions.
Yeah. Yeah. When these transmissions come in, Matt, how do they come in? Is it a feeling? Is it words? Is it guidance and energy? Or is it all of the above in essence?
Yeah. I live in this energy 24 hours a day, so I don't experience life like, as if I get on the call with you and hear, then there's a tingling and okay, transmission's coming up. For me, this is how I live my life, 24 hours a day. So when I speak to people wherever I am, the energy is always whatever it's going to be for the people who are receiving it, whether it's in this kind of a setting or not. But sometimes I get a glimpse of in a couple seconds, here's what I'm going to say, and I'll bring that through. I'll start to feel the energy, like I'm kind of surfing a wave of energy within me while I'm speaking, so I'm speaking and I'm feeling at the same time. Or I'll just speak and not know what's going to come through, and it just comes through. So it could be one of any of those things. And so for me, I'm open to however it's going to unfold. Like sometimes when I'm going to present, I'll have a download of here's the new teaching I'm going to bring through, and then I'll sit down and bring through a totally different teaching. I thought it was going to be this teaching, and then 2 minutes later it became something different. And so for me, it's just bringing through that which I am, and there's a variety of ways that I become aware of that, but there is no wrong way for it to come through, and because there's no wrong way for it to come through is why it can be so palpably felt as it's transmitted.
Yeah, the things that come through through Matt and what he's just saying, it's literally like, we talk about going outside of the box, and it's almost like, Matt is, I don't know, you're the box, you're the whole thing. You're beyond anything in terms of what is coming through. It's so beyond what our paradigm is that sometimes we play in it, you wealth, even though we have this intention to have no paradigm. The collective that comes on here, there is a collective paradigm that we've all lived through, and I love that you bring forth something so new that can liberate people instantly just with words, to be so much, to be everything they really are. I just love it, and I applaud you, Matt, for that in my heart deeply.
Well, and thank you, and I appreciate that, it's always my intention to always find, take things to a higher level, and always, okay, I brought through that, now the next time, let's, what could be the next level? Because there's no end to the heights and depths of mastery that we can reach and experience and explore, so
right. That's
what makes it a lot of fun, and what really kind of inspires me is to always, kind of up the stakes in a very loving and natural way, because, at the same time, what I think is interesting is when you totally can go at this from a different perspective, and it blows something totally open in you.
Mm-hmm.
The irony is that you are blown out of all paradigms that most people live within, and then when you interact with them, other people being in these smaller paradigms is totally fine. Like, it's almost like the more you're outside of a paradigm, the more it makes totally sense why people are in their paradigms, because you see the journey of growth, you see where it's leading them, and it's not wrong for them to experience their life that way. In fact, most of the time, the only ones who think that it's wrong for them to experience life that way is the one who's in that experience. And so what's interesting is the more outside of a paradigm you are, the more it's totally okay for people to be in a paradigm, and then you're able to interact with a human being and not need to control people's experiences, not need to change their experience, but just instead be with them in their experience with renewed enthusiasm in just a very, very different way. I remember once I did this, and again, I don't plan anything I'm going to say. I don't plan anything, and most of the time I don't say the same thing twice. And how I respond to people is a complete, you know, it's an improv game, because not even I know what I'm going to say. And again, the universe guides me to say whatever I need to say. And again, what I'm guided to say is whatever needs to break someone out of a box. And just to give them that opening and that shift of consciousness. I remember I was with someone once, and we've all had the experience of something jumps out of your mouth, and not even you know why you just said that, right? That kind of an experience. And I was with someone talking to them. They were very, you know, like really stuck, and they were going through a terminal illness. Mm-hmm. And they were just really kind of like, you know, basically their hope was stemming on them healing this. And until it was healed, they were just in the worst, you know, despair ever. And they were talking to me about this terminal illness, and they said, what do you think? And again, I wasn't thinking what I should do, what approach I should take. It just jumps out of me. And I looked at them and I said, to be honest, it sounds really exciting. And they looked at me like their jaw hit the ground, like, what? Like, I responded as if the worst thing in their life actually sounds like an exciting experience, and just gave them the gift of, what if what you're experiencing is not what you think it is? And if there was nothing to define your personal safety in any way whatsoever, it's very difficult for anything to feel terminal or limiting. And that's the infinite liberation of a soul that is literally willing to go through any experience just to gather the insight that is on the other side of survival. It's a magnificently powerful place to be. And there's no end to what we can say and do to spontaneously inspire that in every heart. We just have to trust that everything we're guided to say and do is the highest will of the universe, and not even you may understand the things you're doing or saying, but it is always working at a level beyond any kind of belief or comprehension.
Yeah, and this impact this is having on people is really profound here at UWealth. A lot of people saying, I generally don't feel what other callers are feeling, but today I'm feeling it in a major way. Aaron said, this is exactly what I needed to hear. This was exactly the direction I asked for from the universe. Kathy, I'm usually not at a loss for words, but I am now. Blissful gratitude. Marthy, I'm feeling calm about pain. This is the truth. I need to live it at all moments of the day. Another person, absolutely profound and awesome, Matt. Another person, lots of tears now, feeling love. At this moment, I feel free. I felt a shift. Oh, my gosh. So many people. We've got dozens and dozens. And this is some of the newest downloads that have been coming through, obviously, that you're sharing. And there's even more that you have for people that want to go deeper. And I'd love to talk about that, because your work is very much about moving people really past paradigms. And they're paradigms that, you know, I've seen their questions that when you present them, I think, well, okay, my mind says, okay, this is the answer, and I understand what he's going to say, but then you shift me out of where I was in such a profound way that I never look at it the same. And that's a little bit about what this Angel Academy that you have done, this gathering, is about. Tell me a little bit about what happened here in this Angel Academy 2 that you did.
Well, in the Angel Academy 2, it was a way for us to, you know, whether people had done Angel Academy 1 or basically were just starting with that, which you don't have to have that kind of a foundation. You can just kind of come in at any point with anything I teach. But with this kind of, with this Angel Academy 2 that we recorded, it was you know, like in today's call, for example, the energy is so strong and palpable and fearless, and the teachings are coming through in such a radical, refreshing way. In Angel Academy 2, it was where things actually started to go into that profound, radical direction where paradigms could be shifted, and we would, you know, just week after week during the recordings, we just took, you know, topic by topic, how do we create an owner's manual for how to live as the embodiment of our soul? How do we literally take the experiences life is giving us and to use it to manifest our highest destiny, but in the most heart-centered way? How do we put together all the pieces of a spiritual journey, and instead of giving ourselves an endless to-do list, instead of discovering more processes to inspire ourselves to judge ourselves more, how do we, instead of turning our life into an obstacle course, how do we turn our life into a cosmic celebration of inspiration, abundance, and bliss? And I'm grateful that in these transmissions that were, you know, gathered for Angel Academy 2 that is being provided to everyone through Wealth Revolution through this call, the energy is so powerful, life-changing, and every time you listen to any one of the calls, you're always going to hear something different, and your energy field is always going to be an expanded and up-level to a new vibration. And there literally is no limit and end to what the energy in this download and in Angel Academy 2 can really unearth, because all of us on this call already have the heart-centered earnestness, the honesty, the integrity, the willingness to, I want to be on this journey. So we're all beings who already want to do the work and be on the journey. And the energy in these downloads really just gives you the direction and really provides you with the experience that literally does everything for you instead of leaving you with more things to do. So for all of us that want change in our lives, want to tap into our infinite abundance, want to experience the purity of our highest self, want to experience more fulfilling relationships, you know, all the things that we all look for, the energies provided in this download will do the work for you, and all you have to do is just sit back, listen, laugh, cry, and just to allow everything to unfold on your behalf. And again, when I go back and listen to these, you know, even for me, I'm just so humbled by what comes through, and to know that it is having such a profound effect on millions and millions of hearts, it's such an honor to be able to share something like Angel Academy 2 and to really start to realize there is no limit to the potential that it can awaken when the authenticity of our heart is ready to receive energy of this depth and magnitude. That's what really brings magic into our lives in such a miraculous way.
Yeah, it is astounding, and there's 9 different levels here, I should say, or 9 different tracks that each of them are going to walk people through some of the most pressing human issues that we face, and the newest levels of teaching will catapult you to another level, and I'd like to talk about them. I'm going to share where they are, and Matt, I think even just talking about these will get some more insights on the journey and what's possible for all of us, because I believe we're all here to experience this infinite life. We just have to open the doorway, and this is, as you're feeling now, an incredible way to do that. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Matt, M-A-T-T, 8, and that's the numerical 8 for season 8. That's uwealthrevolution.com/Matt, M-A-T-T, 8. And this is for people that want to go deeper into this teaching. If something resonated here, or you feel a calmer sense of peace or connection, and you just want to sit back and let this really begin to shift some of those patterns that seem to be almost stuck or calcified in your way of thinking, this is all you have to do. Let's talk a little bit about track one, which you've titled Your Guide to the Secrets of the Universe. This is a radical new approach to actually something we didn't talk about yet, which is communicating with spirit guides and accessing intuition. Tell me about that.
Well, a lot of times, again, just like we were talking about today, where we said, we recognize things with our emotions and it's either present or absent. In the same way, we think that intuition has to be the voice of another being speaking to us.
Mm.
And so the shift of consciousness, and of course through the download of energy in this track, is instead of thinking that I'm waiting to hear another voice talk to me, instead what I realize is that the things that I am inspired to share with others, or the advice that I really want to pass on to someone in my family who seems stuck, is actually my own intuition telling me the next action step that I might want to take in my life. So instead of thinking of I'm waiting to hear a different sounding voice that is my guide speaking to me, instead realizing that the sound of your spirit guides is always going to come through primarily the sound of your voice. And I go into great detail in understanding how we can apply this in our everyday lives, but it's a radical shift from instead of waiting to listen to the sound of another voice or waiting for the different sound octave of something else to let me know I'm being guided, what if I realize that in a universe that is already living in oneness, I am listening to the sound of my own voice, and I am my own guidance guiding me forward. And when we start to realize that, all of a sudden, the decisions that we make become more inspired. The direction we have is more pronounced and obvious. And all of a sudden, because we are not a being waiting for a spirit guide, we are our own spirit guide dressed up as a person. All of a sudden, something profoundly radical will shift in your life, and it will irreversibly change the fabric of your being so easily and instantaneously.
Wow. That's really exciting because that's just the first piece. And the next one I want to walk through, and each of these sort of is opening up in me as well, just a new way of relating to myself and the universe, is called Your Wish is Fulfilled. And it says that this transmission will transform your ability to manifest your soul's deepest desires from hardship to harmony. Ask what you want and share how you feel in life. Tell me about what you remember from that download.
Well, what I remember from it is more of, because a lot of times when I think back to these, it's so fuzzy and foggy. Even yesterday, it's really difficult to remember. But what I remember from this transmission is I remember the feeling, and I remember the feeling of this energy in this track literally gives you the confidence and power, first of all, to make it okay to want something. Because either in a spiritual journey, it's not okay to want, we shouldn't want, or I totally want and I'm devastated by what I don't have that I continue to chase after. Instead, what we do is we ground ourselves in the nature of our heart's deepest desire. We the energy helps us find the confidence to really make it okay to want and to really allow not only that to come to you, but from a very deep place of maturity in knowing that the reason why you want something is not because of why you think you want it, but because it's a catalyst that's actually going to bring you to a higher level of consciousness. And oftentimes, we want the very things that when we get them, take us into a very transcendent level of consciousness where it's not like we get what we want and we're happily ever after. We get what we want as a catalyst that helps us realize that we don't need what we've wanted. So it's almost like getting what you want is the way the universe takes you beyond the nature of wanting. And once you're beyond the nature of wanting, that's when every breath is bliss. That's when every moment is joy, and that's when the beingness of yourself in form is a blessing beyond any wish fulfilled. So it's ironic that in this track the energy is on here's how to fulfill all your wishes, to take you into a reality where you no longer are limited by the boundaries of any wish. It's very profound.
Well, this is at uwealthrevolution.com/Matt, M-A-T-T-8. Sharon said, Oh, Matt, I felt a huge shift, and suddenly I have been through, made complete and total sense. I want to thank you 100-fold, loads of love. And a lot of people feeling some very profound shifts, and I'm so happy. We're going to talk a little bit more about this because I think the next topic is one that a lot of people have questions about, and it's forgiveness. What came forward on the blessing of radical forgiveness at Angel Academy?
In the blessing of radical forgiveness, what we start to realize is that everything in our personal experience is what we in the survival of our experiences are transmuting out of the collective unconsciousness of all. And what happens a lot of times is that we are having an experience of a personal journey. We are having the personal experiences of the things we're trying to heal and clear and transmute. I think on the earlier call, I think it was Pamela, we were talking about, she was asking about, do I need to clear this and that? And of course, these are this is the typical way we've been taught to perceive things, that we perceive our personal experience as if it's a personal journey. And what this energy helps to shift in you, the radical forgiveness, is actually seeing that your personal journey is an individual experience of what is being shifted out of the collective. And that once you no longer are under the impression that anything in your experience is personally yours, but it is yours to transmute for the well-being of all, then you activate the blessing of radical forgiveness, because these things tend to linger in our field, and we unknowingly keep it in our field because we're using all of these experiences of the past to define ourselves as individual personal beings. We are defining ourselves by the individual experiences we've had, and this radical shift is to see I'm having a personal experience of what is being healed in the collective, but I am not the one who needs to be healed in the collective. I am the one who is healing and transforming the collective one moment of radical forgiveness at a time. And in this track, I give a very easy step-by-step way to activate the blessing of radical forgiveness. So whether it's about someone in your family, whether it's about wars between countries, whether it's about someone from your past, whether it's with yourself, you have in this track a step-by-step simple tool to always transmute the energy of relationship, not just for the benefit of your personal journey, but by knowing the clarity and transformation of your personal journey is your personal contribution to shifting the collective for the well-being of all.
Yeah, the big thing, you know, with my time with you and everything I've gone through, as I went in deeply with the work that you've offered, the last time you're here on New Wealth, and I'm going to be going through this program deeply as well, I've been through some of it, is there's something that's transmitted. It's an energy that you don't even need to listen. It's almost like just being there and letting the words go through, even if you're not sure exactly what you mean, Matt, sometimes. Like, sometimes I'll be like, wait, what is he saying? I don't even understand. But something comes forward, and I feel a deeper understanding that's beyond words. It's actually so profound, and that's what this Angel Academy is about for people. Let's combine these. I know we're getting close to time, and each one of them is so unique. I hate to combine them, but items 4 and 5 are, 4 is truly understanding the flow of life, and 5 is the heart of surrender. Anything about those two that you want to share and how they might help people move into a more, I guess, authentic expression of their beingness?
Yeah, you know, but both, you know, really strike for me is that in their own unique way, both tracks really free you from, instead of trying to wait for someone to tell you different things to do in your life, it's really a spontaneous shift to changing your relationship with the things that you see instead of trying to get the things you see to change in some way. So, again, just like the energy being transmitted, really just by listening to these tracks and feeling the energy, life is transforming you on your behalf. And what these two tracks are really doing in their own unique way, and there's so much to both tracks, but really what is so powerful is that it's not me or the energy telling you something new to do. It is simply shifting your attention focus to perceive life through a different pair of eyes, through a different lens of perception, and so to change your relationship with the things in view. Because really, the reason why things don't shift is not because any of us aren't good at spiritual journeying or are less than. It's because what we're trying to shift is the very perfect circumstance to manifest your highest potential. And if we could only see life through a different pair of eyes, if we could only relate to it differently, all of a sudden our life would be overflowing with blessings and miracles instead of overwhelmed with pain and despair. So for those of us that are ready to go from pain and despair into miracles and joy, these tracks, along with the other ones in Angel Academy 2, are simply going to provide you the energy to bring that forth for you.
Mm. David Bell was somebody that was in the Angel Academy, and he said experiencing these transmissions of presence and energy allowed layer by layer of the frazzled nervous system of modern life to melt away to reveal who we are, one I love you at a time. I feel the invigorating excitement of aha moments showering through my illusion. This is really common. People wake up and feel so much peace and joy. What is one of your favorite transformations that's happened at some of these academies, or something that you remember that touched your heart, or someone's comments or breakthrough that you can call to mind, Matt?
Yeah, you know, there's so many transformations that occur on all of these calls. You know, it's hard to remember, but what I think really touches me in a very deep way is when I am hearing from someone who maybe is living in a different country, who, you know, English might not be their first language, and yet you would think that, you know, language would be some sort of barrier, that if they couldn't understand what I'm saying, but there, what touches me so deeply is when language cannot limit or prevent the depth of transformation that comes through just energetically, and to really just tune into a soul who's dressed up as a character that might live in a different country, and to really just see that what is universal about all of us is that we all feel, we're all here to transform and grow. We're all here to shine as the brightest lights in existence, and we all recognize truth and how quickly it transforms our lives from the inside out. And just to kind of really tune into the precious, innocent, universal nature of the soul's journey, no matter where we live in the world, really, to me, is quite astounding and humbling. And it's just so beautiful to listen to someone who, in their own way, is trying to articulate what I can truly feel is happening within them on a very deep level, and it's such a beautiful thing to witness.
Wow, yeah, it's the frequency and the space that opens up. There's so many people who've shared some incredible things. Some of the other tracks that we don't have time to go through, what's in each of them, but you're also going to get to go through truly understanding the flow of life, which I think we spoke about, the heart of surrender, which is how you actually let go of attachments. Yeah. You like that? Did you say you like that one?
I really like that one. I like that one. I really love the Mirror of Life Part 1 and 2, which is Track 8 and 9. What I love about these is because, you know, we take something like surrender or the Mirror of Life teaching, which for most people the Mirror of Life teaching is what I see in the world is a reflection of what's unresolved in me, which actually is true if you're in a third dimension, but now that life's going to a fifth dimension, it's actually not really that teaching has kind of expired. It was really never actually true. It was it's just a starting point for a lot of people. And what I like about these tracks is that it takes a lot of what people have as, you know, spiritual misconceptions, and it just flips things into a level of clarity where, you know, we all know surrender is an essential part of the spiritual journey, and yet we are trying to be in charge of surrender, which is another form of control. So how do you surrender authentically? How do you, in a practical way, surrender without making it something else to control? Or in the Mirror of Life teachings, in Tract 8 and 9, how do you start to really see that you are a living reflection of the world's potential, that you are a foreshadowing of what the world is becoming, instead of seeing the world as a reflection of what's unresolved in you? And so, again, it's so healing when all of these judgments and these pretenses just get literally evaporated out of your field just by listening to the transmission on these tracks. And I'm just so happy that we were able to record these and then, of course, to offer them to everyone here to really inspire the highest potential and healing that they're destined to bring forth. And it's really, really quite astounding.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of your work, and you know, one of the things that I feel as I listen and I go deeper into anything that you do, it hasn't been anything that I've listened to. I've listened to a lot, and that has not changed me and opened me up to a little more of my authentic self, a little more of my peaceful state of allowing and love, is that at some level, it lets me move forward but be so happy where I am and actually be okay with where I am and remove the generational judgment, the judgments that were placed on me through society growing up and through different roles that I thought I had to play. And even though I'm able to take on more and do more, but it's not like I have to or that I'm in pressure to do it, I feel in peace and I feel very much connected to something else. It's so unique, and that's why I love Matt's teachings and what he's doing. He really has been one of the most pivotal teachers here at UWealth that we've had, especially for me and for our community. So it's my pleasure to put this together. This is a very special package. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Matt, M-A-T-T, 8. That's the numerical 8 for season 8. It's a $222+ value. I mean, to me, it's a priceless value. It is only $97 for you to have this. And you listen, you go through the activations, you can listen at your own leisure. You have them forever, and they're yours at 56% off. And there's even a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you feel like, well, maybe for whatever reason I'm not ready or it's not resonating in any way, shape, or form, just let us know. I mean, we want you to absolutely be happy. Matt, there's a few other things I'm going to mention, one of which is a bonus that is going to be available until this Sunday at midnight called Turn It Into a Gift. Tell me a little bit about that.
It's one of my favorite teachings, actually. Turn It Into a Gift is, and it's for me, it's so incredibly fulfilling when I can provide a teaching that is so functional and practical and applicable in everyday life. For a lot of us, we're very energetically sensitive beings. It's very easy to have spiritual conversations when you're around people that are speaking the same language. But how do you communicate in a world of people at different levels of consciousness? How do you respond to people that aren't always going to play the right spiritual game you want to play? How do you allow yourself to literally be the transformer of all the people that are present in your reality? And just through learning how to communicate in a different way, how do you hold the space for everyone's highest evolution without having to get sucked into their energy, without having to feel bombarded by the heaviness of the world? How do we literally learn to master the spiritual journey by learning to become the most masterfully conscious communicators? And how do we take someone else's pain and someone else's frustration, and how do we turn it into a gift that eliminates the tendency for us to be overwhelmed by their energy that we're empathing, but how do we not just reflect people's energy back to them, but how do we transform it into a gift and give it back for the well-being of their evolution? This is probably one of the most powerful things I've ever transmitted, and yet, of course, that's until the next thing I transmit. But this, for me, is just such... It's one of those things where I look back on the things that I teach and I go, this is what I wish I would have known all along.
Yeah.
Boy, would my life have been different if I had just known this. And it's a way to literally bring the highest aspects of a spiritual journey into your everyday life. And again, to know that no matter what place people are in, you always will know how to respond in the most honorable, conscious, and loving way, not just as a gift to your experience, but as a gift of transformation for the well-being of all.
Wow. That is an incredible bonus, because we all have situations where it feels easier to be at a high level, if you want to call it that, or a level of joy or peace or oneness when we're alone, maybe in a beautiful setting or away from the day-to-day energies that come at us. But this gift of transformation of energy, this gift of really turning it into a gift and rewiring how we release cellular debris and open our heart and our energy field so it's more abundant, that is a huge piece. That's the gift. If you want to go in this early, it's something there on the page as well. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Matt, M-A-T-T-8. And Matt, I want to thank you for being here. You've been one of the most popular and well-received teachers here at UWealth. We literally just shocked and surprised and moved the whole community into a deeper state of love last time. It was profound. And the best part is, if people missed that last time, they're not going to miss a beat here, because this level of teaching, I know, integrates everything that was before and then moves it up a whole nother level. Or those that want to continue the journey with you, this is all new and the latest downloads that have come in.
Yes, absolutely. It's an honor. It's an honor to serve the evolution of all of our souls. It's an honor to serve in the unfoldment of this ascension. And for me, it is done out of the honor of seeing and feeling the brightness of each soul within every person. And literally everything I do to serve the world is to honor and celebrate my absolute love of God, as the love of God in human form.
And one last thing I'll say that I love about your work is that it empowers each person it touches. It's not a framework that now I have to live by and make sure that I'm applying correctly and then go back to you to make sure that I'm not making a mistake. I'm not watching my words to make sure that I don't manifest something terrible because I used the wrong vernacular, quote unquote,
right.
And I've taken it on, so to speak. It's nothing like that, and it empowers everybody, and it wakes people up very quickly. So that's what I appreciate about it and love about it. So thank you, Matt, for being here and sharing, my friend.
My absolute pleasure. It's an honor to always be with you and to share. And thanks for creating a space where I can do so. I really, truly touched by that, so thank you.
Thank you. Well, that is the beautiful and amazing Matt Kahn. And you know, I say that, you know, not as to put out energy that Matt needs to be revered or honored, but he's just sharing love from his heart and messages that empower all of us. He's really, as I feel into his heart and what he's doing, is he is awakening us with the information that really has awakened him. He's moving the barriers out of our life so we can be as powerful as he is in that state of love and joy and acceptance and peace and oneness. And I love it. And I hope you enjoyed this call. It was a treat for me. And for those that want to go deeper or get more of Matt's teachings, the next levels, the latest downloads that have come in, he's put together Angel Academy for us. And it is here at uwealthrevolution.com/Matt, M-A-T-T-8. It is $97. It's available instantly, and the transmissions begin with the first track. And as you go through them, you just need to listen and be and let your family listen. Listen with others, your loved ones, your wife, your husband, your significant other, and just be. And so I want to say thank you to everyone here, all the callers, everyone with a question, Paula, Nita, Joanne, Helma, Linda, Kathy, Marth, Stacy, Rosie, everyone. I believe that today I set out the intention that a message come through for all of you. And I know, because I feel in my heart, that the message came through or it's coming through today or very soon thereafter. So I honor the Master and all of you, and I thank you for being here. All of you are a gift. I love you. I appreciate you. And I know that inside, if you're hurting, if you're wondering, go back and listen. Go back and be in peace. Go back and heed the advice of Matt. Just feel into it and be okay with where you are. Because one of the most profound things about that is once you're okay with where you are, you turn off the noise, you turn off the voice, the fear, the angst, the worry, the constant self-criticism, and you allow God and Source to speak through the gap, through the silence, and you can feel God. This is what we're talking about, and this is a small piece of what Matt has for all of us here today in this special package. Much love. We'll see you in the next eWealth Revolution session. If you want to go deeper into Matt's work and his latest downloads and activations, you can go to uwealthrevolution.com/Matt, M-A-T-T-8. Much love. We'll see you on the next session, everyone. I love you.